You're allowing your eyes to behold vanity. You know, and by the way, that's how people get into debt. And debt is sinful. Okay? We need to make sure that we are abstaining from living beyond our what comes in, okay, beyond our income, above that. Practice contentment. Take your eyes away from the television. Take your eyes away from beholding vanity and beholding those things that would cause you to covet something that you don't need. Look, I remember when I was in high school, and I've talked to the guys about this. Man, high school helps you to be covetous. Yeah, everyone's got the Nike high tops, Air Force Ones, and mom bought you Payless. You know, the Airwalks. You know, the downtown LA, you know, Nikes, where the Nike's like backwards or something, you know. And he's just like, and you go to school and you're just like, oh man, I want those so bad, you know. That's the kind of culture that our society conditions children to be. So we need to make sure that as parents, we help our children to be content with the things that they have. And look, I'm not saying don't be generous with your children. Be generous with them during Christmas. You know, we ought to be generous with them just as God was generous with us. He gave us that which is most valuable, which is His Son. Okay? But practice contentment. Go to Jeremiah chapter 6. Or else you're going to raise a little brat. A spoiled, just narcissistic little brat. Who's just not happy with anything that you give him. And he's like, oh, you know, I like when I give my son something and then he takes it out of the box and you know what he likes to play with? The box. He's like, you know, that's great. I'm happy about that because I want my son to learn contentment. Okay? And the way you can teach your children not to be spoiled little brats is that you don't give them everything that they want. All the time. Okay? So that when they do get something nice, they'll actually appreciate it and teach them to say thank you. Okay? Say thank you. I remember my father-in-law, he would have his kids go to their uncles and their uncles would always give them lollipops. And one day, I don't know if it was three or two of them, they came and he gave them lollipops. And then as soon as they walked away, my father-in-law came and snatched it away and says, you're not having this because you didn't say thank you. And that taught him, hey, anything that you get, whether a lollipop or money or gift card, be grateful, say thank you, okay?